wanted to let the public know that FBI agents are people of strong integrity, that they are people that follow the facts in their cases, that they are people that, that they have a vast experience, wealth of experience coming into the job as an FBI agent. The majority of FBI agents, this is a second career for them. Most people come in their 30s. So they come in with a great life experience prior to the Bureau. And when they come into the Bureau, it's not an easy task to be hired by the FBI as an agent. There's a lot of steps that you have to go through, written exams, oral boards, all these things. And it culminates in taking an oath to uphold the Constitution, all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's not just something you stand up and say. It's something we strongly believe in. So we want people to know that their FBI is here for them, that we're still working as hard as we did in past years. These times right now where we're getting negative press, a lot of it, it does hurt morale with agents. There's no doubt about it. But it also, we want them to know that agents are still out there doing the job every day. They're doing it extremely well. And we follow facts and investigations, and we're an apolitical organization. That's the way it has been and will be. And that's one of the things we just wanted people to know.
So I'm interested. I heard what you said about how this impacts morale. You didn't say a whole lot, but just how deep have these memos and have these aspersions cut into the fabric of the morale of the FBI?
Well, I mean, you're 100% right. FBI agents are people. They have families. They live in neighborhoods. Example being 5:30 in the morning, I'm walking my dog, and I run into a neighbor who's walking his dog. The first comment is about the negative news press. It is something that is brought up repeatedly to people. FBI agents are strong people. They're not sitting at their desks crying over this. But it's certainly something that FBI agents are affected by. I mean, you can't work for an organization that you strongly believe in and see the amount of negativity coming towards it, in general, the entire organization, and not have it affect you personally. So it does affect people, and there's no doubt about that. I mean, because we are people, when somebody is casting aspersions, as you say, on the organization, it does make a difference. So there's no getting around that. Right? We all believe very strongly in this organization. We believe in the mission, and we'll continue to do that. But it doesn't make it any easier when everybody is talking about the only thing they're talking about, the FBI, is these negative impacts that people are putting towards us. So it does make a difference in your personal life and at work. I can tell you that when you walk out onto the squad areas here, there's usually large screen televisions that are there to monitor the news so we don't miss anything, because a lot of times things are reported quickly in this day and age, and those televisions are off because the only thing running on them are negative FBI stories, which we disagree with. And so it definitely has a negative impact on people and their families. I mean, you have your if you have kids, they're going to school, they're hearing, their friends are hearing the same thing, and they know your mom or dad works at the FBI. That's questions that people have to answer when the kids come home. So yeah. It's unfounded and to attack the FBI as a whole, and that's what's going on, and that's why we're trying to get out positive. Impact to people, let them know what the FBI agents are still doing their jobs. Yeah. I mean, you talked about how hard it is to become an FBI agent, and I mentioned that. But, the written tests, the oral boards, the clearances, we have to go through full clearances to get top secret clearance. If you don't pass that, you're not an FBI agent. It's not an easy thing to do. You have to have a good background, a good reputation, and it's a very difficult job to get. And people don't go through that just to get a job. They do it because it is something they truly believe in. And doing it the right way is something that is instilled in us at the academy throughout our careers. And it's the type of person that joins the FBI is someone who wants to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And so does it affect people to have negative statements being made regularly about the organization? Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah. Did I hear you say that the TVs that are usually on in the squad areas are turned off?
A lot of them that I've noticed walking around are not on their normal news channels because it's depressing to sit there and just, you know, as you walk by, the only thing that's on there is negative this and negative that. So, I've noticed a lot more televisions that are blank screens than on.
It's unusual for you guys to put out statements. I mean, you do put out statements, but I'm saying you don't put them out that often. And then to have two one day apart, you know, back to back, that suggested to me and perhaps other people as well that this is really something, this is really a serious situation that people need to understand. You know, the leadership at the FBI has been attacked, you know, Director Ray and, Deputy Director McCabe, who's now resigned and leaving, if he hasn't already left. I'm wondering how you believe this is going to show, how this is going to be perceived by your counterparts that you have to work with in other countries.
Well, I mean, people around the world are watching what's going on in the United States, and we do have a responsibility for overseas investigations. We have people posted overseas. We have teams that deploy overseas regularly to work with our foreign counterparts. And clearly it will make a difference. I think once we get people on the ground and our leadettes are working with their counterparts over there, they're getting the true story. They know what they're getting from their FBI counterparts, position in around the globe are great people who are taking themselves out of the United States and gone to a whole myriad of places, and they do so because they want to work closely with the host country, and so they've built up a relationship that will prevail over any of the negatives, but it does make it difficult in getting new relationships, right? So when we deploy overseas to an attack of some type or an investigation we're working, we have to work with our counterparts there. And so once they work with us, I have no doubt that the FBI agents on the ground working with their counterparts the work itself will clearly show that they're good people doing the right things and are there to help our host countries. But it does make it difficult for that initial, right? And your perception rules the day until you get to meet somebody and actually, work that investigation with that host country. I have no doubt that the people who work overseas for the FBI are doing an amazing job and that they'll break through any of those barriers that are put up by the negative stuff being thrown at the FBI.
There have been some people, you know, from time to time who have done some dumb things, but we all do dumb things. And that doesn't define our entire family. It's just us who's done the dumb thing, who has to deal with that dumb thing. Except in this particular case, there's a whole lot of baggage being associated with the entire organization because of whatever that has to do with one or two people. Go ahead.
Right. Well, so the FBI has always had a very robust OPR, or the internal investigations unit that works internal investigations on if somebody messes up somewhere in the FBI or perception of accusation of some wrongdoing. And we routinely, when those investigations are done, we weigh in on the side of very strict guidelines, right? So we have a system. The system works within the FBI, and then there's an Inspector General's office that also does investigations of any perceived or perception of wrongdoing, and they're also very strict. So agents that may have caused or had problems are held to a very strict standard, and the percentage of that happening within the FBI is extremely low. I would say that it's lower than most large organizations, I would say, across the country, whether it be law enforcement or not. But we are very, very strict about adhering to our internal processes, and we have a system in place that does that, and they do it very well. So if there ever is wrongdoing, I have no problem that that when it is found, it's investigated, and there is, it is taken care of that agent or employee.
If you had the opportunity to address the president or any of the critics who've talked essentially about the FBI and DOJ being compromised or biased, et cetera, what would you say?
Well, I think I would repeat Director Wray's statement that said that our actions speak stronger than words. So the FBI has always been an organization that is top-notch, top of the game. We will continue to be that position, and we'll continue to work our investigations. We'll continue to uphold the rule of law and the Constitution, and I think those actions speak louder than words. So in the end, I think those actions will win out, and we're on the right side of history on this.
Tom O'Connor, president of the FBI Agents Association. J.J. Green, WTOP News.